Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Well, welcome back to the Ebling and You show. And again, we're using my young son here, or younger son, I guess you could say, the good Dr. John Brasher. We're at the Golden Throne of Big Jack, and I thought we just had a very interesting segment in terms
The
Josh Eading. I think, John, this might be a time that you can share a few things with the audience here in terms of some kind of – you've had a similar experience to this, plus in your family, you had some definite things.
Yeah, well, definitely.
My family.
As far as what we were talking about before the break from my end, there's a Ben Coonrod in our grade that was killed in a car accident, and he was also looking into, I remember at the time, he was looking into playing in college football. And
what year was that?
That was, he died in 90, it was January of 97, and we graduated in high school in 96, but he was Coach Farocco, who was who was at Catholic Central when we were there. He had since moved to Eaton Rapids, but I remember Farocco getting involved and helping Ben talk to people, talk to coaches, and kind of get some things together as far as him being able to move on and play that second year of college somewhere. I know he's looking at some Division II and Division III schools. So, just hearing Tom Crawford talking about the, Farocco involved in this case definitely brought back some memories of a similar tragedy when around the same age with our group of guys over at Catholic Central here in Lansing. And then the other thing you were talking about too was with grandparents. I remember Christmas of 1999, three of my four living grandparents died within 7 days, all the week of Christmas in 1999.
And these were all people that John saw regularly. My mother was in Grand Rapids, and his grandmother, his great-grandmother and grandfather were here in Lansing.
Yes, and within 7 days, the week of Christmas, and it was also the week of finals at Michigan State that week. So it was definitely a very trying week, to say the least.
And I remember that was such a just a hard-to-believe moment. It's kind of when you live in life, you have to recognize that life, death, problems, wonderful things, call it what you will, is all part of the road. And again, I remember when Ben, a wonderful kid he was, at the funeral, which sounds like it was quite similar to what happened with Josh here, it was just an overflowing church. And I remember Father Regent was there, again, bringing tears to people's eyes, making the comment, when God has decided, okay, this is a priest, this is a Catholic church, when God has decided it is time, that he wants you, it is not a question of good, bad in terms of for people that are here, but it's really meant that he loves the person, wants the person there. It's a very difficult concept if you're living and you're left, but that is, I think, an important concept. It certainly gives solace if you have those beliefs, and obviously Josh Eading, his family believed that, and certainly the Coonrods would have had the same feeling. And I think in your case, John, when you lost those relatives, which was an astounding period, these were, of course, obviously my mother and my grandmother-in-law and my father-in-law, these were just remarkably wonderful, people from Cuba, where my wife is from, just one of those things you can't quite get over, the grieving and the feelings, and that's just one of those events. Is that not
true?
Yeah,
no, indefinitely. And, this was just amazing that it would, that they'd happen. I remember just the shock of it, that it all happened so fast, so immediately. And, looking later on in my career studying, when you look at the grieving processes, I remember just at the beginning, it was just kind of a shock, just kind of a denial of, this can't be happening.
I never push religious beliefs on people because that's certainly not my job, nor if a person doesn't have beliefs, they don't. But it is amazing how people can get through times where you don't believe that there's some purpose in this giant world that we live in. It just how would you see the world differently, John? It'd be quite different.
Well, I mean, when as you're saying that, it makes me think of the quote that there's no such thing as an atheist in the foxhole. Well, I think in those moments when you know someone or you yourself personally are at that moment. I think there can be some benefit by having that spiritual side, that mentality of, you know, this isn't it. This is there's more, and it's a better place that we can potentially be after here.
And again, this is not pushing. People believe what they believe. I mean, but again, I just think when times of tragedy, if you don't have any beliefs, it just seems like it's a much more difficult type of a world. And I also think of Albert Lord Tennyson with his In Memoriam. This is a Victorian poet. I've mentioned this before talking with Jack, that he talks about one of his wonderful friends, a person named Arthur Hallam, that I guess was a remarkable person back in the 1800s. And when he died, he wrote In Memoriam, and this famous quote that we don't realize it was about a friendship: it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. And that, I think, is a way to get solace. That may be more of a secular humanistic view, but what it does, it gives you the fact that you knew the person. Like in your case, you knew your family. You knew Ben. You knew Ben's family. You knew his brother. In fact, we just saw Paul recently at the state game. That you have memories and you connected and you were with people. It can make a horrible death or a passing on. It gives you something, because no one can take your memories away from you. So we will be back shortly.